So Hal, Leicester City won the Premiership yesterday. So I thought, defying all odds, it would be apt to get someone on the show who has won a singing premiership of sorts, had number ones, stormed the album charts, toured with Beyonce, and is a die-hard Leicester City fan. It's my mate Sam Bailey.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
It's been manic. I'm sat here looking at people sending in video clips and showing me footage of them, and like people trying to get home last night in Leicester couldn't because there was literally gridlock on all the roads with people just getting out and bibbing their hoodies. it was just incredible.
Excellent. So, I love that, the fact that someone has said hooters on my show, first of all. That's a good start to any interview, family show.
That's a car horn.
Of course, Sam. Jay, can I tell Sam my joke? Can I do my joke?
Oh, do you have to?
So, Sam, on my show today, in honour of Leicester, right, I am only playing one artist, and that is Gloria Leicester fan.
Yeah.
Oh, that is terrible.
relegated.
Sam, I was so excited last night when I saw that Leicester won. But what were you doing last night?
So I'm in Chicago, the musical, so I'm on tour with it at the moment. I couldn't be further away, Jay. I'm in Truro. So I'm in beautiful Cornwall. This place is stunning and it's lovely to be here. And I was backstage and there's three flights of stairs. And when I say three flights of stairs, it's not like, you know, a few tiny little steps. I'm talking proper flights of stairs. And in between scenes that I do, I'm running like you would not believe. Rocky Balboa going upstairs to get to the dressing room to listen on my phone. Got there at the right time and all of a sudden I just heard Costa and then I just heard someone else's name and then all of a sudden just like a massive cheer, and I didn't even know, but I knew that Chelsea had scored. And I screamed so loud and shouted and jumped around this dressing room so loud that they heard me on stage. Dancers come running up the stairs, all thinking that there was a mouse in the dressing room or something.
That would do it.
And then I went back downstairs and did my last scene. I'm now waiting to take my bow for the show to finish, and I've got one of the dressers got a phone out backstage and refreshing it for me like every 2 seconds, and I can't breathe.
I'm living it. I'm absolutely living it.
I'm asthmatic, so I've had to get someone to get my inhaler because I literally couldn't breathe. There was tears streaming down my face. The conductor of the show, Ben Atkinson, he's on stage and I'm jumping in the wings, waving my arms around, trying to get his attention to jump up and down. And then I went on stage and took my last bow with tears streaming down my face, looked like Alice Cooper. I did a massive fist pump, came off stage, and then just went to my dressing room and sobbed.
What I think I'm taking incredible from you there, Sam, you're actually saying you'd rather Leicester had sewed it up against Everton at the weekend.
Yeah. I am actually agreeing with you there, because that would have just been, you know, written in the stars. I've just been talking to Jamie Vardy's missus, and she turned around and said to me, she said, the next thing we want to do now is get Jamie to score a hat-trick so he can get the golden boot. That would just be the
ultimate. Perfect for the movie.
Do you know what, Sam? In a way, it was weird, because I just loved that Leicester got crowned champions last night, because obviously, you know, Jamie Vardy's not been playing the last couple of games and stuff, and then Danny Drinkwater as well. So in a way, I was like, it's really great that they can all celebrate, and it's not like, no, you know what I mean?
Because they're all part of the team.
They're all part of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what done me, because obviously I was looking at that and I was really emotional and my phone was going crazy, but then the link came in because I knew that all the players were going round to Jamie's last night, and I'd had a text message come through of all these people that were outside his house.
Oh my goodness.
And while players were turning up to go to his house, and it's literally they was all flowing out into the road, and it kind of annoyed me a little bit. I was like, just leave them alone. I'll tell you what, when they was in the house and I saw that footage, that's what done me. I was literally just sobbing like you wouldn't believe.
Have you got something here, Hal?
Well, you wanted another joke?
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. Because
another joke, fine. Okay, the movie, Jamie Vardy's making a film. Well, of course, Hollywood are going to make a film about Jamie Vardy. Yeah. I was thinking the name for it, especially after what you've just said there, 24-hour Vardy people. You know, like 24-hour party people. It makes sense.
I'm feeling that this is your calling.
No, I think I'm feeling the exact opposite. Sam, new single coming out in June and a tour to look forward to for next year. Is that right?
Yes, I've got a new single called Sing My Heart Out, doing a video for it, pretty soon. Album out around September time, and then next year, Sing My Heart Out tour. So I'm very busy, doing loads. I'm doing Chicago till the end of July.
Mate, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. I bet you're still so excited,
and I'm really, really chuffed you, mate.
But I shall see you next week, right? Because we're
absolutely
playing a bit of football ourselves, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Nice and Sam, thank you so much.
Leicester
Enjoy
City
the day.
Mega fan,
see
Sam Bailey. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
Bye, Sam. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, mate.